7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are very interested here, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I, in the boomer generation. As a matter of fact, all of us on this program are boomers with the exception of Jennifer, who comes from a boomer.
A boomer. I come from a boomer.
Yes, she
not
comes
a broomer.
From a boomer. Roberta, as I'm on the front end of the boomer crest, the wave, if you will. Richie's on the back end.
I'm on the very, I couldn't have been more on the end of it.
Right, exactly.
I'm kind of like towards the back end.
You're kind of in the middle, I think. Yeah, the middle to the back end, if you will. So this is the effort here that we have is to try to put things into perspective, because there's a lot of misinformation about boomers. You know that oftentimes we have these two ladies who are called the boomer broads. Yeah, I was thinking of this because we got Alan Thicke with us. Everybody knows Alan as America's dad. He was the patriarch on Growing Pains, Jason Seaver. He is now, perhaps because of your age, Alan, I think you and I met once and we've talked before. I don't know that I felt that it was necessary for us to bring ourselves back into where we all came from. But as we all get older, we're beginning to think more about where we came from, what do we have in common, that sort of thing. So you sort of have reinvented yourselves from all of the programs that you've hosted, the shows you've starred in, the books that you've written. You have quite a good sense of humor, but now you've sort of wrapped yourself around the age where you are. In essence. And not that I know. How old are you?
I'm 105.
Good for you. Congratulations, Al.
Hey, you're nice. Just a little younger than Doug.
I am definitely a boomer qualified.
Yes.
And I am 64 years old.
All right, good age.
Yes. So
grandfather
age.
Of a couple.
Yeah.
And, yes, in fact, a lot of people this year, it's a milestone year for me personally on account of a lot of people are celebrating, and this is a dubious distinction, that they would celebrate the 20th anniversary of the cancellation of Growing Pains. It's like saying, well, we yanked you about 20 years ago, so let's have a parade.
I'm still mourning the loss of Growing Pains. I used to watch every week. I loved it.
I think you ought to have a new.
And it was great fun, but people are dragging us out and putting us on camera to see how bald and fat we are, and it's great fun to see the group again. But it is a milestone, and you're absolutely right. We do get more sentimental as we get a little older, but it is also a good time to put things in perspective. I'm doing a Huffington Post column that debuts this week called Boomerology 101. It's the passing of the torch so that no one gets burned. It's a perspective of our generation and the next. And if you're ready, I can give you the quick breaking news from the boomer generation. You with me?
All right, here, I want to give this the official Doug Steffen introduction. I want to play your announcer. I want to be the man who sets the man up. If you are ladies and gentlemen, Alan Thicke with Boomerology.
Well, thank you. Here's the breaking news, Doug. The first batch of baby boomers hits retirement age this year. And that means they'll grab their Social Security money while it's still there, and then we are done like Rick Perry. And that means that next year, if you are the 20, 30, 40, even 50-something people, you are in charge of the world. And that's a frightening thought to your kids who think you're a total dork, but this too shall pass, because we went through that with you whippersnappers, and nobody says words like that anymore. And I'm not going to bore people with endless boomer wisdom. That's what we have the view for. But on behalf of my demographic, it is appropriate that we celebrate our legacy together. Remember, we gave the world liposuction and Viagra and other things that you may not need now, but trust me, you'll grab onto these one day like the Nancy Grace death grip on that defenseless leprechaun in the Paso Doble. We are sorry, us boomers, that we couldn't quite explain global warming or Dog the Bounty Hunter. We are sorry about the whole John McCain for president thing. He was too old even for us. But we invented sex, drugs, rock and roll, so that's what we'll talk about in the weeks to come. Yes, I said sex. It is possible that the thrill seekers from my generation might still have a few things on their bucket list that require a partner and some fragrant lotion. Drugs, we introduced medical marijuana, almost fooled the feds with that one. Your drugs are for fun, young people. Mine are for survival. You with me, Jennifer? I've got a medicine cabinet that would be the envy of many a dead rock star. So all we're asking really, folks, is to please be gentle. It's our first time being irrelevant. We can see the future, and we're not in it. So just remember the words of Herman Cain when he met Justin Bieber and said, "Is she with you?" So that's our Boomer Report for this morning. Thanks for sharing your people with me. There's a whole lot to talk about, even at our age.
iPads to bed pads, yes. All of it probably has some merit. Stick around, Alan. I want to get a few more items of interest. Alan Thick, who is the person responsible for this new boomerology blog. If you go to the Huffington Post, which is probably now the most read of all of the blogs, isn't it? Isn't it pretty? It's sort of replaced.
Really popular.
It's a real news thing. But the Drudge Report has now become passé. And the Huffington Post is, and probably because of things like this. Actually, somebody asked me to do something with the Huffington Post, and I think, or maybe it was Ariana who wanted me to go to dinner with her. That might have been it, Alan. I'm not sure.
Oh, you see, you still have some of that boomer flame.
Yeah, what was that about the lotion?
All right, Alan Thick is with us here on Good Day. Let me take you down the road to great radio listening. Those of you who are fans of the Good Day program know that when I like something, I am very happy to get excited about it. And, yeah, these people are paying me to talk about their product, but I can do it in any number of ways. Richie knows me very well. He knows when I'm really into something, a story about a product, and this is something because maybe I'm a radio guy, and these people make real radios. Duh! In 2011, somebody who's really, it's not a thing with a screen. It's not something that you have to log on to.
They're not a telephone company making radios.
Right.
They're a radio company making radios.
Right. You turn on the radio and voila, you hear something on the AM band that you can actually understand besides... How's my imitation? Pretty good, Rich? You like that?
Did a duck get into your radio?
Crack.
Rubber ducky, maybe. Okay. Excellent AM, excellent FM. They have a wide variety of radios that are for any price range, any need. The idea of Christmas coming and people getting a little radio stick in the stocking, that's cool. Get a bigger radio for the fan. And get a radio that runs on batteries for when you lose your power this winter. Any or all of those things, plus dozens of more good reasons to go online to the website. The C-Crane website is ccradio.com. Look at the catalog. I bet Alan Thick would get a kick out of this. He'd love these. These are radios. As a matter of fact, Alan, did you start on the radio? Don't I remember you started on the radio in Canada?
I did. Alan Thick delivering the discs you dig, the Much More Music Station. You're Alan Thick with your pick to click.
That's what I thought.
That's good. Hired.
That's pretty authentic.
It is.
We
that's
can take
good.
The rest of the day off.
Right. All right. So Alan is a guy, we've established this, who loves radio, and he would love these, and you will love them as well. C. Crane Radios. Get the catalog. Buy 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, various uses. This is the time for you to embrace the AM side of things, because a lot of the radio programs, if you're a boomer, you like the AM band, and you like the programs that are on the AM radio stations. The new CC Solar Observer is a great radio you have during any emergency. Order a Solar Observer for $49.95 and get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane now at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. You can order online at ccradio.com. You can see the catalog at ccradio.com, or you can call them at 800-522-8863.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Alan Thicke is with us. He's responsible for this new boomerology blog. He has a couple of humor books, How Men Have Babies, The Pregnant Father's Survival Guide, and How to Raise Children Who Won't Hate You. Actually, I don't use the word kids, but I know that's in the title, Alan. I should be authentic. How to Raise Kids Who Won't Hate You. How many children do you have?
I have three boys and two grandsons.
And how have you managed to bring them into the world, encourage them to be themselves, and have them not dislike you?
Well, the title of that book is a false premise, Doug, because the goal is to minimize the animus, you know, and try to stay ahead of the curve so that when they decide they do hate you, it's only like for a second, as opposed to a month or a year or for eternity.
Long term hatred, yeah.
Yeah, but we as parents, it's our job to stand between them and the cookie jar. So sooner or later, they're gonna hate us for that instant. You just hope it passes.
I'm guarding the cookie jar myself. I'm not letting anybody touch the cookie jar. So you're in this the next movie. Adam Sandler, he's getting Jack and Jill now, and the next movie is called I Hate You, Dad, and you're in that. So how are you in all of these things that relate to parenthood now?
I don't know. You know, it's my stigma. A lot of people in Hollywood worry about getting typecast. I don't mind a bit. I'm proud of what Growing Pains stood for, what the family values that it espoused, and if that's my legacy on my tombstone, I'm perfectly happy with it. But it is true that I get a lot of dad calls.
Yeah. Do you participate in any of these daddy blogger sites? There are several people that have been on this program over the years, recent years, who are trying to establish. You know, we have a lot of mommy blogger locations, but there were worries that there weren't enough dad blogger locations, so now there are a few of those. Have you participated in any of those?
Well, I haven't, but I was ahead of my time, Doug, because you're exactly right. When I wrote How Men Have Babies, The Pregnant Father's Survival Guide, there were tons of books for women on the pregnancy experience and nothing for men. Actually, that's not even accurate. There were one or two books for men, but they were very clinical, and they were kind of frightening. But all the things that could go wrong, there was none that made it sound like a joy to go through the pregnancy experience, as something to be looked forward to and something to be shared and relished. It was all kind of made it sound very difficult. So I chose to write a book that would technically helpful and accurate, because I consulted a lot of physicians and scientists and made sure that we were giving interesting, useful information. But I tried to spin it in a funny way and intersperse it with a lot of humorous anecdotes.
We hear that side of you. I think maybe there's a place for you. This boomerology thing is actually a pretty good idea. Alan Thicke, thanks for sharing it first with us here on Good Day 21 After.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Of this era, in my opinion, this is a song which, if you listen to it, is the story of a guy chasing a 16-year-old around. That's basically what the song is. But it's done in a way, women love this song. If you, I don't want to get too inside, Benny Mardonis is the first birthday celebrant we have here. He's 65 today. This guy is a disco era sort of survivor, and he never really had, he's a writer, arranger, never really had a song of his own other than this one. And the story, if you listen to it, is of him, or his, the person he's singing about, as if it were him, finding a 16-year-old girl and trying to bring her into her essence, if you will. Listen to the lyric line of this. You don't know what that means. I can't imagine people not knowing the song, because it plays every 5 minutes on every AC station in the country.
What does she say? What does he say? She says, "I want you to
the beginning of the song. Go back to the beginning of the song. Start the song over again. What are you talking about? This is, again, everybody, this song needs no introduction. If anybody doesn't know this song.
Never in my radio career did I think that I would play Benny Mardonis twice in one segment.
You're right. She is just 16 years old. That's right.
Let's hear it, just so that I'm not accused of.
Yep, you're...
She's just 16 years old.
All right, so... And this era that we're in,
leave her alone, right. They say.
Right. Not a good week for this song.
Wow.
Way too much going on.
Wow. Right. All right, moving along then.
But given the fact this song is so popular with women, it's really kind of telling. All right, Dr. Robbins, the guy who is this guy who walks with a limp, right, on CSI? He's the coroner.
No, not House on CSI.
CSI. Oh.
Say what?
She thought it was Dr. House you were talking about.
No. This is Robert David Hall's birthday. He's 64 today, and he's the one who is in the, he's one of the original lab guys, right?
Yes.
I remember his character. All right. Next, another great pop group. Wonderful pop music.
Yeah, they're rock.
Say what?
They're rock.
Well, but it's pop rock. Blue Oyster Cult, the English group, I think. Yeah, very good stuff. Joe Bouchard, I believe they are, Richie. They're, he's a bass player. I think they're an English group.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Don't Fear the Reaper was their big song. One again, that pretty much everybody, you hear the first few notes of the tune and you know what the song is. 63 today, Mr. Bouchard. Happy birthday to you. Alan Gratzer, drummer for REO Speedwagon. Another aging rocker. Keep On Loving You. Take It On The Run. Roll With The Changes. Gratzer is 63 today. Next up, Lou Ferrigno. Mr. Universe, bodybuilder, friend of Arnold's.
The Hulk.
He was the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. Right. Not a very smart guy, but I've met him. He's very pleasant, very nice guy. How he learned his lines for this movie, for this show.
He didn't have any lines. He just grunted.
Oh, he went,
maybe that's why it worked. But we're in this day, 1951. So, Ferrigno's 60 today. Robert Duncan McNeil. Tom Paris on Star Trek Voyager, 47.
Oh, we got to get the next one in for Jennifer. Yep. Here you go,
Salt
girl.
And Peppa. Sandra Denton is Peppa.
That's right.
Talk about sex. Between her and Benny Mardonis, we're kind of getting a little crowded here.
28 past. Started and ended with a bang.
Yeah, literally. 28 after on Good Day.
There's one phrase podiatrist Dr. Stephen Privet could probably say in his sleep. Go buy some good athletic shoes.
I do it every day, all day long.
Dr. Privet says many people don't wear the right athletic shoe for their foot type. I'm Aileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus. There are three types of feet, high-arched, flat-footed, and normal, which is somewhere in between.
And a very nice way to test is to wet your foot and step on a paper bag and take a look at the imprint that's left behind.
A rectangle that looks like a brick is usually a flat foot. If you see a cutout C shape, you have a high arch. Normal is somewhere in between these two imprints, and you can buy shoes made specifically to fit these different shapes. They're marked curved, semi-curved, and straight.
One of the things that people do is they often pay too much attention to cushioning. Most shoes that at least have some substance to them have cushioning, and too much cushioning is not good. You really need to pay attention to how structured and stable the shoe is.
Buy the right shoe for your sport. Don't use a cross trainer or a running shoe, for example. For more information on athletic shoes, check our website and change your running shoe every 350 to 450 miles. And if you use them for walking, change them every few months. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Of the world today. A lot of action on DougStephan.com. Facebook as well. Jen in charge. Do we have Jennifer straightened out, Richie, or is that still a mess?
Yeah, I've been talking all right. To you all day.
You've been talking.
Talking.
To me. Talking. I think Alan Thicke is a likable fellow.
Yeah.
I think that his idea is cool, and I think the way that he's delivering it on the Huffington Post is an excellent idea, and as a matter of fact,
funny.
I liked it so much I would be happy to be a participant in it somehow or other here on Good Day, the audio side of it. There's no getting around what Ariana has created, what she's put together. Very smart woman. I haven't talked to her, actually. I can't remember the last time. It's been 3 or 4 years since I talked to her. But I remember when she first came on the scene, she was very eager to have anybody and everybody pay attention to what she was doing, how she was doing it. And I'll give her a lot of credit, man. Did she work hard at that thing? There are a lot of critics who say, well, it's just a lot of stuff compiled from other people, and a lot of people helped her get it there, and she got $325 million, but she owes $25 million to this one and $40 million to that one. You know what? That's a horse of a different color. The fact that she has been able to touch what is the interest of people in a way that they, when they read it, they are intrigued by it. This thing has amazing circulation. That's why I don't even remember who paid the $325 million. Anybody remember to her for, wasn't it Yahoo? Didn't
it was
she
AOL.
Go to Yahoo?
AOL.
Yeah. So, I mean, you...
They're going broke now because of it, but yeah, hey, not her problem.
No, as long as she got the cash up front.
Right.
And it's not a payout deal, she's fine. She'll be fine anyway. She's one of those people who is, she's...
Right, it's a brand that's built itself, so no
right.
matter what happens to AOL,
you know, I have always put her in the same sort of bracket as Gloria, and I don't know why I have.
Crazy.
Crazy. It's nothing, Gloria, I'm talking about Gloria Allred. Gloria Allred is not crazy. She's very definitive and determined.
On the contrary, she's very smart. She
yeah,
knows
she's
her
very
name.
Smart.
Very
mm-hmm.
smart. And so
talking
is Ariana. I don't know that the two of them, I actually don't know this. I I'll have go to dinner with Gloria, and I'll ask her if she's friends with, because I can't just call Ariana and say, hey, you want to have dinner with me, but I can do that with Gloria. And I'll just somehow or other ask her what she thinks of Ariana. And it's, women are so unique in the way they describe their relationships with other women, especially if they are, if the woman that you're talking to is accomplished and the woman you're talking about is accomplished.
But you're saying sometimes we're catty.
Well, it's just different. Men gossip in a different way.
Meow.
And oh, you guys gossip like
well, I didn't say we didn't. I didn't say we didn't gossip. I just said we gossip in a different way.
We just tear our friends apart in different ways than you guys do.
Right.
You guys are more direct than we are.
Yeah. And so in terms of...
What about those Mets?
How about the Red Sox? Anyway, so one of the things, speaking of tearing people apart, that will happen, actually is already happening. We mentioned earlier today that Leanne Tweeden had is in this month's Playboy. And so the ladies on The View were not talking about her yesterday, but they were talking about Lindsay Lohan and the Playboy spread that she's in next month. So I guess... that, first of all, back to what Alan Thicke was talking about. As a matter of fact, I had this in the back of my mind to talk to him about it. We didn't have time. Of how women who are not young, because Marilyn Monroe was 22, mm-hmm. wasn't she, when she was in the first Playboy? Was it she 21, 22? Do you remember, Roberta? It was 1951, 2, 3, 4, something
like that. I
wasn't
even born yet.
Yeah, okay, well, I was just a mere whippersnapper, but I don't remember seeing that Marilyn, but I've seen it since. I didn't see Playboy until I went to Heidelberg. And
really?
You couldn't, and at that time, interestingly enough, you couldn't get that kind of a magazine in Tiffin.
It was 1953.
So where'd you drive?
53 for...
issue number one.
Yeah, in 53 with Marilyn Monroe.
Well, you know, Lindsay Lohan's doing this.
Well, Maryland that's the whole thing. All right, Richie, play the cut from The View.
Oh, okay.
Please.
There you go.
My friend Hugh Hefner told The Insider that while Lindsay Lohan does indeed bear all in her upcoming Playboy pictorial, he assured them it's, quote, classy. Very classy.
Isn't it like an oxymoron?
I don't know. Well, I don't know what it I don't know what he means by classy. I mean, I guess he means it's not hustler.
I mean, what's more classy than a confused drug addicted girl naked? But I feel bad for Lindsay, but it's like, leave her alone.
Like, I don't know, if you have her, maybe if you
have sympathy for all these young people who get into trouble like that. I feel bad for the girl. She's in a lot of trouble.
But do you go pose for Playboy?
Well, come on.
A lot of people pose for Playboy. I don't think there's judgment there, but I wonder if she posed when she was supposed to be at her community service at the morgue.
You know what they should do? They should have her help out the Duggars. That'll friggin' get her straight. Christian values could jump on Lindsay, and you know. Well, but you know what? I'm not sure she doesn't have Christian values. I just think, you know, like a lot of young people in our business, you know, in our industry, they get into stuff, and sometimes it's hard to get out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, done that, and it's tough.
Lindsay Lohan. Huh? She has Christian values?
No, she said, I'm not sure she doesn't have
them. Yeah, she may be a Christian. She's just a severe addict. And, oh my gosh, they brought up the Duggars.
Who are the Duggars?
The Duggars
are
the
ones with the 19 kids, and the woman is pregnant with her 20th.
Yeah. 19 children?
They're going to have 20 kids. She's pregnant again.
Oh, she's treating her body like it's a clown car, man.
Wait a second. I don't know the story. Who are these people?
The Duggars, they have a TV show.
Yeah.
They were actually...
Stupid and Stupid More?
I can't remember. Right. Way too many kids, I think.
What?
Is
this like the Octomom times 2.5?
They were before the Octomom.
Oh, yeah.
They were before John and Kate plus 8.
How these old people, are their children?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but they don't have a whole lot of twins or triplets, right?
Really close together. I mean, they just
Mormons?
Pop them out.
No.
What in the world is the matter with them?
They like having babies.
I don't know.
They like having babies?
They like
20?
Having babies.
That's not like.
Well, at this point, they just walk out.
It ought to be against the law, for God's sakes.
Why
how do you handle
against the law?
What does this guy do?
I agree. Take care of the kids.
How do they provide for these 20 kids?
I think they're getting a lot of money now from all their TV stuff, I'm sure. I'm sure.
What kind of, where is the television show?
You're living in China. You're going to start making breeding and having kids against the law. I mean, yeah, they're crazy, but against the law?
That's a way to get people to start talking about it. Thank you, Rich. So, anyway, 20.
If you go to DuggerFamily.com.
I was the Duggar. When I was playing records, you were digging the Duggar on FM 105.
Yeah, well,
how dare they use my name?
Are you ready? The quote says, "Children are a blessing from the Lord." They have a Psalms quote up there from the Bible.
I figured that would be
Boy.
Yeah. They have a website where you can buy, and they have books and all kinds of stuff up there.
So where do these people live?
I don't know. Thank God not in my neighborhood. It's a lot of kids.
They, I don't want to, like, my first, I'm resisting my first impulse here as to guessing where they are, where they live.
But, lots of Bible verses up here.
Let me see.
I'm betting it's south of the Mason-Dixon line. Whew. 20 children.
There's a frequently asked question thing. Oh, boy. How did Jim... Oh, his name's Jim Bob. I didn't realize
Jim
that.
Bob?
I'm now sure it's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Jim Bob.
Taunty Town, Arkansas.
What a shock.
They said, how do you support such a large family? And they say, we've lived very frugally, and our family motto is to buy used and save the difference. We shop at thrift stores and garage sales. You could be friends with them, Roberta.
No.
I don't think so. What am I missing?
Why, they have to homeschool.
Why do I feel I'm being critical and I'm being unfair, but I don't... How do you raise 20 children and have them come
you
up
don't.
Okay?
They
how do you give
they
them
would
enough
have three
time?
Children
well, they raise each other. I don't think you're raising them. I think they're raising each other.
Yeah, I mean, you have the 17-year-old look after the 3-year-old.
I think this is the height of either stupidity or selfishness. I don't care what the Lord tells you to do. If you got a brain, you know you cannot raise 20 children, no matter how big the house is. If you got maybe if you have a nanny for each kid or every two or three kids, it might work. But in this day and age, how do you serve? And this goes back to a lot of you come from families that are 8 to 10 children. It was the norm 4 generations ago to have, especially if you're on the farm, to have 6, 7, 8 kids because they were working on the farm. That's why you had 6 or 7 or 8 kids because they needed that. Well, the hell, I mean, that's as blatant as it is, but that's the truth. The reason that so many children were born on the farm after the Dust Bowl and a lot of them went off to World War II, is because they needed the people to work on the farm. So that was the reason. What's the reason for having 20 children here? The God complex thing? How do you raise 20 children and do it effectively and responsibly and fairly? What are you fostering on us in society because of the shortcomings of you not being able to, you know, and Richie, this goes back to what
they
I said before.
They raise their children using the buddy system, wherein the older sibling is assigned to a younger sibling and assists in their primary care.
Apparently, she got pregnant while she was on the pill a few times.
Right.
She won the Young Mother of the Year Award in Arkansas, which is sponsored by American Mothers Incorporated.
Yeah.
10 boys and 9 girls. So hopefully they'll have a girl for number 20, and then they'll be all even.
How old are these people?
Was born in 1966, or 65, I'm sorry, and she got married in 1984.
They're
in their 40s.
The kids range in age, the first one's from 1988, and the last one is from 2009.
Okay, so where is this television show here again?
20 years.
TLC. How I can't
often?
Believe you haven't heard of this.
So like, I've never heard of these
people before. She's pregnant every year, basically.
Yeah.
Have the baby and have sex and get pregnant again.
Now, how... Oh, that's Josh's wife. One of them's already married.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah, 88, 90.
Am I being too judgmental? Does it sound like I'm being too judgmental?
No, there's a lot of people who sound like you do with regard to this.
She had twins in 90, then she had one in 91, one in 92... One in 93, are you seeing a pattern?
Oh, my God.
94 was a slow year. She had 95. She had one. 96. Oh, my gosh. 97. Wow.
She's constantly pregnant. I'm just
imagining.
What does this woman look like?
Can you imagine what her body must look like? Good
what does she look, what does this woman look like?
Like I said, it's a clown car.
She, but I mean, she's cute. She's not heavy.
People
or
just keep
anything.
Coming out of it.
She's only had two sets of twins. Everything else is just one right after another.
Good Lord. I mean, I know what my stomach looks like after two babies. I can't imagine what hers must look like.
It's a tragedy. You know, this is American. This is a tragedy. It really
and they're
is.
Grandparents already because their oldest son got married and has a kid of his own.
Just one?
Just wait.
The Bates family from Tennessee are recurring guests on this show because they're similar to the Duggars. They have 18 kids of their own. They've become close friends.
Wow. Look at poor Doug doesn't even know what to say.
I don't know how in the world anybody who has any common sense at all.
Hey, you can buy season 1 through 5 on DVD. Oh, 1 through 4. Season 5 is to be determined whether it's going to be released. Doug, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
Did you just cough?
Oh, my God. It's 13
hey,
before the hour.
You guys have so much in common. Michelle's favorite food is ice cream.
13 before the hour.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports, cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
English people speak the way they do because the suits they wear don't bend too good. And they have to stand up straight, you know. And see, they're not as relaxed. They all sit up straight no matter what. You've never seen an Englishman leaning unless he was dying. And even then he's saying, I'm so embarrassed that I'm leaning here, but it seems that my life's leaving me, you'll see. You say everything twice. Yeah, yeah. And this Englishman kept saying, I say, and then he didn't say nothing. And he had a friend with him kept saying, quite so, quite so. Said, quite so what, man? What are you two talking about?
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
is the season to be aware of what time it is. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Facing the allegations head-on, Herman Cain has some things to say. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Seems like years ago that most of the talk surrounding Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain centered on his 999 tax plan. But for about a week now, there's been no mention of 999. The talk is all about sexual harassment allegations. 2 days ago, an alleged victim came forward, the fourth one if you're counting, but she became the first one to speak publicly. Sharon Bialik, recounting inappropriate actions taken by Cain years ago while she sat in a car with him, and her reaction to it.
What are you doing? You know I have a boyfriend. This isn't what I came here for. Mr. Cain said, you want a job, right?
And then, yesterday, a change of strategy for Herman Cain, who held a news conference and he confronted the allegations. All of them.
I have never acted inappropriately with anyone. Period.
Cain also spoke of his initial reaction when he saw the Monday news conference of accuser Sharon Bialik, flanked by her attorney, Gloria Allred.
My first response in my mind and reaction was, I don't even know who this woman is.
Recent polls are showing a decline in Cain's numbers under the weight of this ongoing sexual harassment news cycle, but Cain vowed he will not throw in the towel.
As far as these accusations causing me to back off and maybe withdraw from this presidential primary race, ain't gonna happen.
And in responding to questions from reporters yesterday, Cain said he would be willing to take a lie detector test, but he added, somewhat cryptically, only if there was a reason to do so. It is very likely that Herman Cain's news conference is not the last word in this story. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. What's happening right now is simply amazing. Mortgage interest rates are just about as low as they've ever been. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. I'm excited to tell you about something else that's just as amazing. We're proud to be the title sponsor of the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic. It's a first-of-its-kind college basketball game that's played right on the flight deck of the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. The Michigan State Spartans and North Carolina Tar Heels will take to the hardwood this Veterans Day, November 11th, to recognize the amazing accomplishments of of America's active service members, our veterans, and their families. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027 to learn more about the lowest interest rates that we've seen in decades. And don't forget to watch the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic on ESPN November 11th.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the day in positive territory yesterday. The Dow up triple digits, 102 points, finishing at 12,170. S&P and NASDAQ with gains as well. The 2011 Atlantic hurricane season ends 3 weeks from today. We have our 18th named storm of the season churning up the Atlantic parallel to the East Coast. Tropical storm Sean, a few hundred miles southwest of Bermuda, and expected to begin affecting Bermuda by tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. The southeastern U.S. coastline can expect some high surf generated by Sean, but no direct impact to the U.S. is anticipated. It will happen later today, and remember, it's only a test. All TV and radio stations will air a nationwide test of the emergency alert system.
This special test will be similar to the test you hear and see each month. After that, regular programming will resume.
That's James Barnett, Jr., Chief of Public Safety and Homeland Security at the FCC, which is using the emergency test to see how reliable and effective the system works in case there was ever a nationwide emergency. The EAS gives alerts and warnings regarding weather, child abductions, and other types of emergencies. Couple of closing notes as we hit the road. If you're buying a new car soon, you might find something missing in the trunk, the spare tire. GM leading this trend, eliminating the spare tire as standard equipment on many of its car and crossover models. Reason? To reduce the weight of the vehicle so they can meet tougher fuel economy goals. GM says you can still get one of those compact tires as an option, which would cost extra. Those tires, by the way, can weigh more than 25 pounds. And how much fuel savings can you get by doing away with it? Less than a mile a gallon. That's all. Less than 1 mile per gallon. And speaking of that, with prices at the pump still hovering at a national average of over $3.40 a gallon, the high prices have had a very positive effect on one industry. Go ahead, start it up. The motor scooter industry, which has seen a nearly 29% sales jump during the first half of this year. Some of the best-selling models go for just under $5,000 and get 75 miles per gallon. There he goes. I think I'd look good on a scooter. Does it come with training wheels? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.